Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. 11 killed in Turkey in PKK attack. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Sizra, southeast Turkey on Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. In the meantime, U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they're withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive on the town of Jarabulus. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains, the Kurds have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as an ally, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists.
Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. The Pentagon is working to keep all allies fighting against one common enemy.
We remain focused on ISIL, and we believe all of our partners are as well.
The border attack marks an uptick in Turkish involvement in the fight against Islamic State, but officials are uncertain whether this increased involvement will continue once IS is removed from the border and Kurdish fighters fall back to positions across the Euphrates River. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia